Hello there, my name is Cameron with your daily NeuroDevo. It has been a while since I've been able to share a Devo thought, and a lot of that is that I've been really busy with a new position at work, and it's honestly been taking a lot more of my time and brain power than I'm used to. And while I'm kind of ashamed to say it, this has led to me not having nearly as much time as I should to dwell on the Word of God. And, you know, 2020 hasn't really helped too much either with that. But here I am making excuses, which, you know, always worked out really well for people in the Bible. One of my favorite excuses comes from Jonah, and I don't specifically mean the running away and the whole big fish thing. After the people of Nineveh have repented, and in Jonah 4, it starts with this excuse that I think is probably the best excuse in the Bible. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said when I was still at home? This is what I forestalled by fleeing into Tarshish. I knew that you were a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." God just cares too much about other people to let them get what Jonah thinks they deserve. And as funny as it sounds, I know I've heard a lot of things similar from people in modern times. And it is by no means a hot take to say that we as God's people are often the ones that get in the way of sharing the message of God with others. My encouragement to you as you listen to this is to take some time this season and reflect and listen to the things that you say when you talk about others. And specifically listen to the excuses you make for why you say those things. Let's all work to eliminate one excuse so that others can see God better through us. That's all we have time for today. I'm Cameron from First Geek 411. Until next time, I love you.